Hey, you're listening to CygnusRadio.com, and this is The Beer Show. I'm Frank Critelli.
And I'm G. Gaughan.
Today, we had an excellent day at the Outer Space Beer Bar in Hamden, Connecticut, because it was the bands, beers, and barbecue and flea market. And we're going to tell you all about it, but first, the Swaggerts. American beer, from the land where they drink it cold. One fine day, it's storm. Swaggerts.
Gotta love the Swaggerts.
Love the Swaggerts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, man, I had a great day. Oh, by the way, you're listening to CygnusRadio.com, and this is The Beer Show with me, Frank Critelli.
And me, G. Gaughan.
And, you know, we hang out at the Outer Space once a month, and we drink a lot of their beers.
Absolutely.
Or you do. I'm on the clock, really.
Well, but when you're not on the clock, you
drink
a lot of beers.
I have my shift beer.
You're
a
member of the 30 Club, aren't you?
Oh, hell yeah, I am.
Okay, maybe we should tell people about that a little later
on. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, but today, here's the thing. Frank and I started the beer show. We started going to breweries in Connecticut.
Oh, yeah,
but
we did that, too.
I got to tell you something, though. It can be taxing both on travel, time, and money.
Oh, this is definitely easier.
This is right.
Steve conveniently brings all the breweries to us.
Exactly. And not only Connecticut breweries, but other breweries. Now, here's the thing that I love today about showing up to just drink some brews. All of a sudden, there was this amazing, like, music festival going on that I was unaware of it.
You were unaware of
it? So fill me in, Frank. What was going on
even
today?
With the miracle of social media?
I've been off the clock.
Been off the clock. You've been out of the loop, man.
A little bit.
All right. Well, today is May 27th. This is a taped show, folks.
Absolutely.
And on May 27th, we went to the bands, beer, and barbecue and flea market at the Outer Space. And it was really cool. There was a bunch of vendors out in the parking lot selling their wares and things like that. I love that guy, Joe DeRisi, I think his last name is, from Urban Miners. He had some really cool, interesting things to look at. And, you know, he's a very smart guy. And I loved seeing all the guys out there. Bobby DeBrille was there.
I talked to Bobby D.
Yeah, he was, yep, he was,
Bobby
selling,
D was
vinyl.
Selling vinyl.
Yep. Yeah, you know what I mean? And that was really cool to see all those folks out there. They had three different stages, bands on the patio, which was really cool.
It was, and it was a beautiful day for it.
The outer space and the ballroom. Yeah, I was working the ballroom bar.
And which was nice, the ballroom bar, yeah.
Yeah,
which was great. And here's the thing: we're gonna try to show maybe through the Bear Show over the coming months and all that, mm-hmm. is every time you're at the outer space, it can be a unique experience.
Oh yeah,
whether it's based on beer or music or barbecue or tag sales.
Exactly right. You came in the door thinking you were gonna get one thing, you got something totally different.
Exactly.
All right. So tell me what you did get. What beers were you drinking?
We going into beers now.
Tell me about your beer, man.
Okay. I'm gonna go.
It's the beer show.
I'm gonna go with my favorite of the day.
Please.
Okay.
Do.
And it's funny because we visited this brewery.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Black Hog.
Black Hog's cool joint. That's up in Oxford, Connecticut.
Yes, yeah. And they do a lot. When we were there, we talked to the brewmaster there, mm-hmm. and he was telling us how he does a lot with herbs.
Yeah, and he was got the strawberries from the Massaro farm.
Exactly,
I think
right. And the funny thing about it is this beer you poured me was called the THC Warrior.
Mm-hmm. And you have to say that like you mean it. Warrior.
A THC Warrior.
Warrior! Yeah.
Warrior!
That's right.
It was a pale ale.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was surprised because here I was expecting something from Black Hog Brewery to be herbish.
Okay.
And then THC on top of it is thrown in there in the title. So where does it lead your mind to?
The weed show?
You know?
I don't know.
But I found a Choco Luster.
Oh, what
almost
the hell
like
is that?
It's like there was like I swear this thing must have been brewed with cocoa nibs.
You think so?
That's the taste I got off of it.
It's very interesting because that was my post shift beer.
Okay.
You know, I was going to tell you about that later, but it's the Black Hog THC Warrior, and it is a pale ale, but it's a single hopped pale ale, and they use the Warrior hops.
Okay.
I mean, we got the Google machine. We could probably figure out, like, you know, what are the characteristics of the Warrior hop? Maybe it was that chocolate, you know.
Chocolicious. Yeah. Chocoluster, I called it. It was a chocoluster to
it. I see.
You know, it wasn't fully chocolate flavored.
Mm-hmm.
It was just this luster of cocoa that coated my taste buds.
I like that one too.
You know? Yeah. I enjoyed it. And I'm going to tell you something. This would be the perfect beer as a lead up to and enjoy with, and they continue after dessert beer.
Okay.
Because it's not one of those dessert beers where you have one with dessert and that's it. This is one you could drink.
It's
a very drinkable beer.
Yeah,
yes.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. I did not see any, I did not have any correlation with IPA, you know, hopping and stuff like that because the pale ale was there.
Yeah.
But to me, like I said, for some reason, I just got this strong cocoa luster.
Interesting. I didn't get that on my palate, but I do think that this is a pale ale that IPA drinkers will like.
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt.
I could say that.
Was that the only beer you had? What else did you drink?
We going into the other one as well?
Tell me
right
about
now?
The other one. I need to know all about
all right.
The beer.
All right. I also had, I went light tonight because, you know, I was driving. You know what I mean? So.
And it's Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
And
we
know
have
about
to,
the cops.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. I came off the exit the other day and
drive safe.
They were checking
there.
For seatbelts. Believe it or not.
I know.
Yeah, unbelievable. But that's
bust
all right.
The
you know,
good,
I was waiting,
hard-working
I was waiting for them to
America.
Say, excuse me, may I see your papers?
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? But anyways,
make
back
sure you
east.
Got your passport on you. Oh, the Back East.
Back East Brewery, which we haven't been to.
No, we've never been there.
I would love to go down to the Back East Brewery just in general.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some good beers that I've had.
They really do,
This was the first time I've ever had the Intergalactic Lupulinary.
Lupulinary?
Lupulinary?
Yeah. If you
did
can't
get it right?
pronounce it, I can't pour it for you. That's the rule.
Well, you poured it, so I must have got
did.
It right. Or you heard it wrong. You know what I mean?
Maybe I just gave you
a buy. Which was an IPA.
Yes.
In the truest sense.
Oh, yeah.
I found it very citrus up front,
mm-hmm.
but it was that. It wasn't overpowering. It was a real nice citrusy taste with a smooth, piney finish.
Ah, I like the piney finish.
The piney finish was a good, solid drinking IPA.
Yeah. I've had that one before, and I tasted it again today just to make sure I liked it as much the last time I had it, and I did, and it was delicious. I poured so many of those today. We tapped the keg.
You kicked the keg,
oh,
huh?
Oh, yeah, kicked it.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So the other part about that I liked about the Bears today was the music that was involved.
Oh, yeah.
You know, at one point, in between my two Bears, I took a walk over into the outdoor patio, and Belle of the Fall was playing.
Oh, sweet.
What if today was the greatest day of your life and you threw it away? Can't go back, you can't replay. Carpe diem, seize the day. We all waste so much time worrying about things we've done. What comes down the line? What if today was the greatest day of your life and you threw it away? Yesterday's a forgotten song. If you live for tomorrow, you're living wrong. Don't overthink and simplify. Don't overlook what might be right in front of your eyes. Try thinking that the best of times have already passed us by. What if today was the greatest day of your life and you threw it away? Affectations, games we play, can't hold it down cause it's your day. What if today was the greatest day of your life and you threw it away? What if today was the greatest day of your life and you threw it away? What if today was the greatest day of your life and you threw it away?
And you're listening to CygnusRadio.com, and this is The Beer Show with me, Frank Critelli.
And me, G. Gaughan, and that was Belle of the Fall.
That was Belle of the Fall, who played at the Outer Space today because it was the Band's Beer, Barbecue, and Flea Market Festival at the Outer Space. And they had bands in three different areas, out on the patio, in the Outer Space barroom, and in the ballroom, too.
And as we were talking about before, unbeknownst to me, I was just showing up to drink a couple of brewskis and come back here and do a show with Frank.
Imagine.
Yeah, so that
and
was cool.
You got surprised.
Yeah, I
did. Did you see anybody cool? I saw the bands that were in the ballroom, and I kind of, early on, I kind of snuck out a little bit. I saw Shannon McMahon. And
yeah, she does. I wish I had was there early enough to see her. I like
yeah,
her.
Yeah, she's cool. So
yep,
I,
very
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, no doubt. And I saw some of Blind Willie, too. That's Jim Eager's band. I love Jim Eager.
Now, do you remember the name of the band that was in the ballroom when I first got there? It was just a trio. And they were on before Tyrone Shoelaces, which we'll get to later, because I did see Tyrone Shoelaces.
I'm pretty sure I took a pic. Yeah, keep going.
Belle of the Fall out on the patio. Caught a little bit of Seth in the bar room there. What do they call that stage? The barroom stage?
I guess so.
You know, and that was about it, you know, but it was really, really, the guys that were on it, like I said, the guys that were on before.
The first band in the ballroom was Wax On.
No, look for the guys that played before Tyrone Shoelaces in the ballroom.
Right before Tyrone Shoelaces. Oh, Dilfopotamus.
Dilfopotamus. Those guys were good.
Both of those bands were really good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was. I had never heard of Dilfopotamus.
No,
before.
Neither.
What
me
the
neither.
Holy
didn't
hell,
know
man.
What to expect. Really interesting.
I handed out a couple of cards, and I'm like, hey, man, send us a song to CygnusRadio.com, and we'll play
hey, if you guys are listening, send us a song. We'll play on the radio.
Yeah, but it was really cool to see all those bands and all the local people just hanging out at the Outer Space and walking around in the joint and stuff like that.
I ran into a dude that I'm friends with through my brother who I hadn't seen since like two Thanksgivings ago.
It's a small world.
It was great.
It's a small world. Yeah. Hey, play me some Seth Adam.
Okay, you got it.
I can't wait to let you down. There's no time to turn around and look at all these memories that fly. time to turn around and look at all these memories that fall into the ground. I can't wait to let you down. There's no point in hanging around and look at all these broken things that crumble all around. I can't wait to let you down.
There's your Seth Adam Frank.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Don't forget, this is CygnusRadio.com, and you're listening to The Beer Show, and my name is Frank Rutelli.
I'm G. Gaughan, and I just want to throw in, I had a lovely conversation with Seth there about the new 50th anniversary release of Sgt. Pepper.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, there's another thing. You can go down to the outer space, and sometimes you could just sit and have a conversation with one of the musicians as they're waiting to go on stage.
Yeah. I obviously, you know, this is The Beer Show, sponsored by the Outer Space in Hamden, Connecticut. It's on Treadwell Street. You know where it is. It's one of the best beer bars in the area. So if you like to sample brews that maybe you never had before and ones that you like to see over and over and over again, the place to go is the Outer Space.
I'll tell you, I had a conversation with Steve the last time I went there. I was like, Steve, how do you determine which beer you're bringing in?
He tastes them all.
He pours over these lists. He finds things he's never had or heard of before, orders up some, and checks it out, and if he likes it, send me a couple kegs.
Exactly right.
And then when those are gone, something else is coming in behind He's always searching for something new.
And it's a really good place.
You can go in there anytime you want and have totally different beer than you had the last time you were in there.
And a good burger.
Yep. And the jalapeno poppers.
That's right. Exactly. Hey, we're drinking a show beer. Obviously, we need a show beer. And just a little shout out to Two Roads for supplying us with a little... You know, Little Heaven.
They're Little Heaven.
Right.
One
Everybody
of my
needs a Little Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So our show beer today is from Two Roads. Where the heck is that again?
It's in Stratford, Connecticut.
That's in Stratford,
Honey Spot Road.
Honey Spot Road. That's exactly
Stratford,
right.
Stratford, Connecticut. We visited there. We did a beer show there. Yes, we did.
You know what? You drank a bunch of Black Hog today. And so
yes,
did
I did.
And
which we did a beer show there as well.
We did a beer show there. You can find that at CygnusRadio.com. Go to the on-demand page, and you can listen to us visiting those two breweries.
Yeah, and others. We have visited quite a few breweries, but you know, right now we've been visiting the outer space because, like I said, why do all the travel to the breweries when you could bring the brewery to you?
Exactly.
And that's what the outer space does.
And thanks for listening to the beer show from the outer space.
And now... Are we going to do our what?
Oh, yeah. This is a guest tap.
Our guest tap. We're going to start doing a guest tap segment.
Oh, yeah.
Segment,
this is a guest tap segment.
And what is this, Frank?
This is professional stuff here. I recently went to Montpelier, Vermont, and I played at a joint called Charlie O's, and it was a cool little biker bar, and it was a great endivy. But obviously, you know, you got to stop and get gas on the way.
Of course.
And the gas station had bombers in a case, and I picked up this beer from Frost Beer Works. Now, they are in Hinesburg, Vermont. I had never heard of them before, and this is their double IPA. It's called Lush, which I thought was kind of funny. It's got a bottled-on date stamped right on the label, so this was bottled on April 4th of 2017. Nice and fresh, 80 IBUs, 8% alcohol, and it's a nice little thing, and I'm gonna pop it right now.
Hey, wait a minute. You've got a piece of wood in your hand?
Oh, yeah, wood. This is a special bottle opener that was made for me by Ryan and Kelly Solvay. This is a special apparatus. See that?
I see that.
Yeah, it's a screw and a piece of wood. But I think it's at a specific angle. And when you pop the beer, just like this, let's get this on. Oh, throw that on the floor.
Ooh.
Now, check out that cap.
It's
undented.
Pure. Yes,
exactly.
There's
right.
not a dent on
if
this.
If you want to see me use this special machine, made for me special, I don't know of another human who has one. I do know of a couple.
Okay.
Only two others.
Okay.
Only two other humans.
Okay.
Maybe three.
I mean, there's not a single dent in this cap.
No, it's perfect. It's perfect.
So that is the allure of this.
Oh yeah.
Special.
Yeah. Come and see me on Saturdays at the Outer Space on Treadwell Street in Hamden, Connecticut, and I'll be opening bottles of beer with my special apparatus. Actually, Ryan Solvay is now on several no-fly lists because of traveling from Houston, Texas with this apparatus.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wow. Oh, yeah. And it's frisked every time now. It's fucked up, man. Okay.
Okay.
So this is Frost Beer Works, Hinesburg, Vermont, Lush Double IPA. Cheers, buddy.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Wow. Very smooth.
Oh, my. For a double IPA?
What the hell is this?
Wow. I was expecting alcohol.
Yeah.
You know, to me, the double IPAs go too much on the alcohol side. This is not.
I'll tell you what. It's almost orangey in color.
Oh, it's cloudy. Is it unfiltered?
Got to be, right?
It's got to be unfiltered.
Yeah. Once again, Frost Beer Works. This is kind of orangey in color. Nice. It's a thick head, but small. Maybe like a quarter of an inch.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
But it's big and thick and very sweet. It's a little sweet.
More of a sweeter citrus.
Yeah, citrus. Maybe there's orange in here.
Mango-ish?
Lush. Mango? Orange?
Mango, who knows?
Who the heck knows?
I like this as a double IPA.
You're listening to CygnusRadio.com. This is the beer show from the outer space. We're on Treadwell Street in Hamden, Connecticut, and I'm there every Saturday behind the bar in the afternoon. Come down and see me. At the last Saturday of the month, you can join the beer show.
That's right.
We'll drink beer together.
Because G-Gon shows up on the last Saturday of the month. Frank Cartelli pulls the brews.
Exactly right.
And we pontificate a little bit.
Yeah.
Some days it's just, you know, a bunch of people in the bar room, and other days it's a big bash
it's
of a party.
It's a big deal. You never know what you're going to get, and that's what life's all about. Somebody said that. I'm not sure.
And you know what? I think that goes to... That's a good saying for beer as well.
Yeah,
you never know what you're going to get. Why you should try more.
And we're still searching.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to the show. Let's go out with. Hey, you saw Tyrone's shoelaces in the ballroom, right?
I'm going to fill you in real quick.
Go.
Last year, I slotted Tyrone's shoelaces CD in the garden. I believe it was a CD, or was that the single?
I'm not sure.
I'm sorry, Tyrone's Shoelaces, for not remembering the title of the album, but it was my number 3 album of the year.
Mm-hmm. I
had not seen them live.
Oh, no kidding.
Until today.
Well, I got to tell you, I have not seen them live either, but I'm going to see them live again.
Absolutely. They were enjoyable. Frank.
Cheers.
Cheers. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the beer show at the Outer Space.
This
have a great
Cygnus
day.
This is CygnusRadio.com. We're Stay talking over
trouble.
Each other.
Yeah, fight the power.
Good night, all.
I didn't notice. Hey, and you never cried. You never cared. Sugar, you never cared. Never the need and something to eat. Your mind's always wandering, it's never all there. You're looking for someone to care. I swear now, I didn't notice. Hey, and you never come. Where did they go? Empty pain, vacancies, row after row. I passed by the wreck, all rusted and gray. It's up there now on Lexington, South Norwalk Way. I swear now, I didn't notice. Hey, and you never cared. You never care. And I
you notice. Hey, and you never care. I didn't notice.